Hello and welcome to A Woman's Heart. This is Lisa Granger. I hope your new year has gotten off to a great start. I know I have been looking through some of the old shows that I've been doing, and I found one that talked about the new year, and it said there's something about January and starting a new year that gives me a renewed feeling, a chance at a clean slate, a fresh start, and also the pressure of getting off on the right foot and the uncertainty of what lies ahead. I think there is some of that whenever we start something new. And I think that does go for whenever we start anything new. But we're almost at the end of January now, and February is right around the corner. And especially in this culture, the newness wears off so quickly. So do you have the same energy that you had at the beginning of the year? Or has all that excitement, pulling out the calendar and looking forward and planning and dreaming, maybe a little bit of remorse for what you didn't do last year, but do you have that same excitement, that same energy? Or maybe has some of it started to lose some of its luster? Maybe some of those New Year's resolutions aren't really going the way you had really hoped. Now, if they are, good for you. Keep at it. But sometimes it's so easy to get so excited over something new that then we just lose the energy very, very quickly. The calendar isn't the only thing that happens too, though. There are so many things in life that are like that. So how do you feel when you get something new, like a pair of new shoes or a new puppy, a new toy, a new gadget? The exception for me is a new computer. I don't really like having to learn all the new ways to deal with it, but there is still that energy and urgency about learning something new. And it's not the same thing that when you something you've had for a while gets dinged up or scratched. Do you remember the first scratch on your new car? Oh my gosh, our daughter got in a little accident and we were so relieved that she wasn't hurt first, but then we were glad it was the older car and it wasn't the newer car. And oh, I had a pair of brand new shoes the first time I wore them and they got chewed up on the heel. I stepped in a crack and it chewed up. It was so annoying. You have that sense when something's new and it's so exciting. You don't want anything. You want it to stay that way. We had several exchange students in our life, and we noticed that when they first arrived, there was all that newness. There was the excitement of a new place. They've just arrived. You got kind of a honeymoon period and you start off great. You're getting to know one another. Everything is new and exciting. You're learning this. You're going here. And then they go to school and then they meet new people. And then after a while, you notice that some of that newness wears off. They can't just say, hi, how are you? Who are you? And you have to start getting deeper. They have to start working at some of the relationships. And even though they'd arrive in August and they'd be all excited, about October, November, there'd be kind of a slump. And sometimes they would get kind of down or discouraged, or they'd get frustrated and really homesick. And then the holidays, which they miss their families, but then there's that excitement then. Then after they've settled in and they made their friends and then they're enjoying everything, they start looking forward to going home. But then they've usually had such a good time, then they start missing that. There's so many other things about having new stuff. You know, the other thing I thought about, you know, in new things is when you're first married. There's the honeymoon. It's so exciting. You know, new love, falling in love. For me, the first year wasn't the most challenging. Yeah, there were some challenges in getting used to being together and that sort of thing. But I was just so excited to be married, it didn't matter. It was the second year for us. After the second year, kind of that newness is worn off. It's not the new love. Maybe the butterflies aren't flying as much as they used to. And maybe you're not doing some of those sweet little things you did when you were dating and you're first married. You kind of have to start making a decision to do what needs to be done to be intentional and keep building and working on the relationship. Science has shown that there is a season when we first fall in love, and that new love chemicals, there are actually chemicals going through our body with that new love that just is flowing, and we have this high and it's all exciting. And then eventually it does wear off. Not to say that in marriage it's all uphill or hard work. It can become truly deeper and much more meaningful and richer when you go beyond just the ooey gooey feelings. So we talked about how exciting new things are. And I know we love our new puppy. Now she's getting a little bigger. It's not quite the same as when she was little tiny and sleeping in our arms all the time. But anytime we have new things or a new experience or a new relationship, that newness will wear off. Things can get scratched up. You start getting into a routine. Maybe you're bored. Maybe it's not exciting at all. Or maybe our expectations haven't been met and we're dealing with some disappointment. So what happens then? What happens when that newness, that excitement of a new thing, a new relationship, a new year, what happens when that wears off? Well, I think we have a choice. I think the key to that is that we have a choice, and we have a choice to do nothing. We can just kind of let it fade away. You know, the newness wears off. We can set the item aside. Maybe it goes to the back of our closet, or it's an activity we just don't go anymore. Don't do it much. Maybe it can go on cruise control and keep going for a while, but eventually it's going to break down or need a push to keep going or disappear or rot or whatever. You know, I thought about cars. Cars are meant to move, but they also require maintenance. If you don't maintain it, you don't change the oil, you don't fix little things as they break, it's going to eventually break down and you'll end up on the side of the road. Either the engine's frozen, tire's flat, something's going to break. But it'll also stop working if you just let it sit too long and you don't use it at all. If you leave the car in the garage, even though it's not moving and getting oil changed, if it's just sitting there, the parts rust, they freeze up, the batteries die, mice might make a home in it. And yes, that has happened to a car that my husband had. So it really requires movement. You can't just let it sit there and do nothing. It requires some movement. It requires attention on a regular basis. Jill and Mark Savage talk about the slow fades in marriage. You know, things that aren't resolved, they can fester and they can kind of build up until you have really deep wounds, or you're like strangers. You're very disconnected. And if you're, they say, if you're not paddling, you're going downstream. So they have to work at it. You can't just let it go on. Now, the beauty and the wonder of God is that even if we aren't doing anything, He still loves us and He is still pursuing us. We won't be living the abundant life that He wants us to, but He still loves us and will welcome us back in an instant. Now, along with the choice to do nothing, we can just choose to actively let it go instead of just kind of doing nothing, and which is a choice. We can choose to get rid of it. And there is a time and a place to let go of things. Maybe it's an old sweater. It doesn't fit anymore. It's kind of worn. It has holes in it. Or maybe the sweater's in perfectly good shape. You just want to donate it, or you want to give it to a friend. You're not wearing it as often, or you just really feel like somebody else would really appreciate it. And it's time to go. Relationships. Sometimes they can be toxic and you do need to let them go for your own health or whatever. Or sometimes that relationship may be a season. I thoroughly enjoyed so many of my coworkers in years past when I was working with them at various jobs over the years. But then for whatever reason, seasons changed. I moved. I lost touch. When I wasn't working with them anymore, I enjoyed them. They were lovely people, but that was a season. Relationships can be a season, and you let go of them on purpose for a while. More and more, I'm learning, though, that there are habits and ways of thinking that may have worked for me in the past, but they don't work for me anymore. I need to let some of those old ways of thinking and acting go. I saw a line in an email the other day that said, "Old ways don't open new doors." I think we all have stuff we want to forget and not think about anymore. Maybe they're bad habits, they're negative thoughts, they're events in our lives. Just telling ourselves not to think about it doesn't work. It just makes it worse. If I tell you, do not think about a pink elephant, what just happened? You thought of a pink elephant. So if we're trying not to think about something or get over a new habit or a new way of thinking, just telling ourselves not to think about it or not doing it is definitely not going to happen. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. As Joyce Meyer says, we're to renew our minds, not remove our minds. He absolutely wants us to go through and reframe stuff, not just try to get rid of it or brush it under a rug or bury it. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We don't stuff until things explode like a volcano or a pressure cooker, and we don't keep burying things alive because then they keep popping up. I thought of the Garth Brooks song that talked about burying the hatchet but leaving the handle sticking out. Then you keep tripping over it. It's not really fixed. We can't really get rid of the calendar, unfortunately, talking about things to let go. We can't get rid of the calendar. Time marches on no matter what we do, and we can't always get rid of situations that we find ourselves in. But sadly, too many people choose to give up. We have a mental health crisis going on in our country, and if you are having thoughts of giving up or suffering from depression or any other mental health issue, please seek help and know that God still loves you. Asking for help doesn't make you a bad Christian, and it doesn't mean you don't have enough faith. Life is hard, and we are not created to be on our own. God loves us no matter what. But sometimes we need someone with skin on, or we need medical intervention. We wouldn't tell someone who breaks their leg to just pray about it. God gives us all different gifts and talents to fill different needs. So if you do feel like you are about to give up, please seek help. Talk to a friend, call a hotline, something. Just please do that and know that God is there and He loves you and He wants what is best for us. In addition to our choices of doing nothing or letting go and getting rid of something, we can choose to be proactive. We can go after it. We can dig in and keep going. We can be intentional about continuing to work at it. Like we talked about the car earlier, we can choose to maintain the car. We can do regular oil changes and tire rotations. We can keep putting gas in it, replace the battery or charge it up and other parts when they break. Maybe we continue to get some training in our job, or we discipline ourselves to be consistent and to do the best that we can. And there can be a comfort in routine and knowing we are doing something well because we have done it for a long time. We may lose some of the excitement of the newness, but we also don't have the uncertainty of something that we don't know very well. I may get excited about something in the beginning, but that doesn't mean I'm very confident about it because I'm still learning it. There is a confidence and a courage that comes with knowing how to do something well because you have done it a lot. You know, life is a marathon. It is not a sprint. And either one, you train for it. I know my son ran track and cross country in school, and you train differently for sprints than you do for cross country, just like he trained differently for soccer than he did for wrestling. Find out what works for whatever part of it in your life that maybe some of that newness is wearing off and you need to train for it. Find out the best way to train so that you can get better. You know, maybe there's things in your relationships that are getting rusty and you need some help moving things forward. You have to make the decision that you're going to keep working at it, whether that means looking at things differently, making an effort to keep things exciting, or maybe you're going to a new level. All of these things apply to our relationship with God. We can be really excited when we first give our lives to Christ, or we realize the difference between religion and relationship, or we have a very exciting mountaintop experience with God. We get all excited, and then life happens, and the newness wears off. as I said in a preview show, for believers, the most important thing is the newness that we can have in Christ. We have an incredible advantage as believers in that we can have that newness in Christ in so many ways. We can start new and find mercy and hope in Christ. But once again, we have a choice. God's always going to love us, but we have to choose Him. We can do nothing. We can reject Him, or we can choose to believe. When we choose to believe and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He promises to make us new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here." Isaiah 65:17 is, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind." Even when we've been in a relationship with Jesus for a while, and it may not feel as new and exciting as it once was, I'd like to remember Lamentations 3:22-23. "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness." With the Holy Spirit, we can get a new batch of mercy and energy to follow God whenever we need it, every day. So we have a bad day. Tomorrow is another day, as Scarlett would say from Gone with the Wind. But God's mercies are new every morning, even when we blow it. God's mercies are new every single day. We can choose also to put our roots deep in Jesus. I looked up Jeremiah 17:8. It said, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." We can discipline ourselves to abide in Christ, put our roots down deep. I love John 15:5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." I love that continued newness, staying with Him and staying green and producing more and having those new experiences all the time. Also, we can prepare our hearts. We can prepare our hearts to be like good soil in the parable of the sower. In Luke 8:5-8, it says, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown." I don't know about you, but I want the good soil. It's so easy to let things in our heart steal our joy, steal the seeds completely, or just choke everything out because there really is some tough stuff that goes on. But I want my heart to be good soil where it can yield so much more. And well, sometimes that means the ground has to get kind of chopped up and moved around and weeds plucked out. And sometimes a little manure gets added and that doesn't smell very good. But the soil is then rich for a wonderful harvest that He wants to do through us. And you know, even if we reject Him, He will always welcome us back like the prodigal son. And the father didn't just wait for the son to come back to him, though. He didn't just sit there and wait. The father ran to the son and embraced him. Our heavenly father will run to us and welcome us back and celebrate. And that is such a wonderful picture that no matter what we have done, whether we've chosen not to do anything for a while or we chose to flat out reject him, as soon as we choose to believe or turn back and say, "God, I need you," He is there and He is so happy to have us back. So when the newness wears off in things in our life, and it's always going to a degree here and there, we can always find something new in Christ. I really pray that God will open up your eyes and your ears and your mind to see all the new things He is doing in your life and in the world around us. Thanks so much for joining me today on A Woman's Heart, where we offer hope, encouragement, and real life application to walk closer with God. And to help give you some more hope, I have a free printable version of 8 versions of hope on my website, lisagranger.com. When you go to the website, click on Verses of Hope and claim yours now. These are some of my favorite verses on hope that have spoken to me and touched my heart, and I want to share them with you. God's word is so powerful and can do more than you could ever imagine. I appreciate you listening, and make sure to follow on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss an episode. And please leave a rating or review. It means so much to me and helps others to find the encouragement on the podcast as well. Have a blessed day.